welcome back to WMAX TV and Maximize Your Wealth Now. I'm so excited to be here with you again. And guess what? I am with my mentor of 20 years, Robert Allen. Hi, Robert.
Oh, Shirlene, it's great to be here with you. And we're going to share some powerful information for you.
Yes, we are. And you know, I spend so much time, because most of you know, I'm a certified financial educator, and so I spend a lot of time teaching people about multiple streams of income. And guess where I got all that information? I bet you thought I was so smart. Look who I'm with. And that's why I say he's been my mentor for so many years. So Robert, tell me, what made you write that book? Because it's changed my life, and I'm sure millions of others too.
Thank you very much. The first book was Nothing Down, which is a proven program that shows you how to buy real estate with little or no money down. And that was a huge, huge, huge bestseller. And then Creating Wealth, also a multi-million copy bestseller, New York Times, number one for both of those books. And as an author, you're always looking for, you know, like, what's the next book going to be? The concept of multiple streams of income just kind of popped into my head. Actually, it was Nightingale Conant who had some audio programs that they were bugging me for a new program, and I'm thinking, what am I gonna write about? And just like multiple, you know, we need to have, you know, because real estate was the first way, and then as I broadened out to many other ways, so multiple streams of income was first an audio program, and then it became a book, and it's become a huge bestseller. And like you said, you're using the word multiple streams of income. You find that all over the world, or mm-hmm. people using that specific phrase. But the concept is everybody needs multiple streams of income. You know, if you lose one stream of income, what are you going to do? And most people only have one job. Mm-hmm. Maybe if there's a couple, they've got two jobs. And if you lose one job, you're in deep trouble. And so you need not only two, but you need side streams of income. And you want streams of income that flow in while you sleep. In other words, you don't want to be there making that money. You don't want a third job. You don't want a fourth job. You want a stream of income that works by itself. And those are hard to establish. I'm not saying that they're easy, but the point is you have to set that as your mindset, you know, to on the side create a side stream that can be permanent and can flow in while you sleep.
Absolutely. And you know, I talk all the time about, even if you have a job, have a business on the side.
Yep.
Because having a job means you're in the highest tax bracket, right?
Yep.
And if you have a business, you get to have a lot to write off.
Absolutely.
Like this beautiful office here.
Nice. Yeah, there's a lot to write off.
Yes, absolutely.
Too much to write off.
So the thing about multiple streams of income really changes your life. And I've built my whole life around this. And some of you know I've been penniless too. And that doesn't mean you're always going to be penniless. If you're always thinking of the multiple streams of income, then you're always in really good shape, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, I've been penniless too. When you're an entrepreneur, sometimes you take risks you shouldn't take.
Yes.
And you end up on the street and you start all over again. But what's powerful about being an entrepreneur is that you can lose it several times because
mm-hmm.
you can make big money. So the point is the kind of money you make, if this needs to be in your head. If you look at all kinds of ways of earning income, do they require that you be there? If you have to be there in order to make money, then that's just like another job.
Absolutely.
And most business people, they make that kind of money. It's temporary money, because if they stop working, the money stops. And this is the problem with most businesses. They're moms and pops. They're working night and day, and if they get sick, the stream stops. And that's the last thing you want. You want to work hard so that the streams can continue and perpetuate themselves. And so that's one of the reasons that multiple streams of income talks about 10 specific ways of making different streams of income. There's real estate ways, and there's the stock market ways, and there's licensing ways, and network marketing ways, and there's 10 ways that I talk about in there. And you go through and you read, and you figure out which one resonates with you. But then you start with that one, and then you add another one, and then you add a third one. So I want you to have 3, 4, or 5 streams of income that that eventually if you lose one, you go, darn it, but you have two or three others that'll still fill up that slack. So that's what it means.
You go, darn it, I learned something, right?
The education, life university, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Been to that one. I've got a multiple doctor's degree in that one.
Yeah, me too. Yes, exactly. So you wrote another book about how to have multiple streams of income on the internet. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, that one was written in 2002, and of course, you know, things have changed since 2002. And what's fun to watch is you read through multiple streams of internet income. You probably could get that on Amazon for a penny or something, you know, one of these used books. The theory, the fundamentals are all correct. It's just that all the websites have changed and everything else. But point is, you want to have streams of income that have a website up so that 24 hours a day, 7 billion people in the world can find you, mm-hmm. if they're Googling for you. And then you want to have something that can be delivered on the internet. And it's either some product or some service or some information that's your stream, that's something you've created. For me, it's information. You know, I want information because everybody is looking for solutions to problems every day. In the next 60 seconds, a million people will Google for something.
That's right.
And therefore, you want a tiny little sliver of those million people to be searching for what you have, the solutions that you have to the problems that they have. And when they find you, they'll come to the first page and very rarely pass that, maybe two pages into Google. But if you can get yourself to appear there, then they click on you and they say, oh, I like their solution. So the internet is obviously a way that's 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's why I talk to all of you about massive visibility for massive income, right?
Nice.
That's my tagline.
That's what we're doing right now.
That's exactly what we're doing
massive
right now.
Visibility.
Exactly.
And you're part of it. Wow.
4.3 million just
Whoa.
In Voice America TV.
No kidding.
Yes, Hopi. So yes, we are talking all about massive visibility right now. And that's what I teach entrepreneurs, is how to be the go-to guest expert.
Yes.
In their field of expertise. What do you think about that?
Well, my favorite cartoon is two dogs sitting at a computer screen. And one dog is talking to the other dog, who seems to not be able to understand how the internet works. And the one dog says to the other dog, on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog.
So that's great.
It's one of my favorite cartoons. Because, you know, most people start off from saying, well, who am I? How will they? I don't have any credentials. And what I'm trying to say is you could be a dog and make money on the internet.
Exactly.
If they discover your solution, and it's couched in a way that it's slightly different than all the other different options. If you can make yourself look unique in a way, and have your own personality, your own massive visibility, then you have 7 billion people. Well, at this point, probably 2 or 3 billion people have access to,
oh, easily,
to the internet.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you just need 1% of that, you know, you just need 30 or 40 million. That's all. Okay, maybe 1/100th of 1%. You know, I'll tell you the number you need. You need 10,000. You know, you say that's a fairly small number. Or you might say, well, that's a huge number. How am I going to find 10,000 people? Well, 10,000 people are Googling this second, right now, mm-hmm. for the solution that you have to their problem, right now. So when you put yourself out there and learn how to market yourself like she does, then they reach you, and eventually mm-hmm. you build this little list of 100 people, 200 people, 300, 500, 10,000. And then we have a list of 10,000 fans. Every time you push the button to let them know you're around, 1% of those people are going to want to pay you some money. And 1% of 10,000 is 100. So if your product is a $10 product, then you're going to make $1,000 every time you push that button. If your product is a $100 product, you'll make $10,000 every time they push that button. Is it easy to set that up? No, of course not. It requires a lot of reorganizing your thinking and and
funneling
and funneling and all
funneling.
That stuff. Yeah.
You know that magic word, funneling.
In multiple streams of income, there is a chapter on infopreneuring, information marketing, with all kinds of funnels and graphs and charts and exactly how you become an information marketer. The word infopreneur, I created that in the 80s, and people have been using it ever since. So infopreneur is what you might want to be.
Yes, absolutely. And you really want to pick this book up because it changed my life. And even when I was penniless, I knew I was never really going to stay that way because there were always multiple streams of income out there. Yeah. I just had to figure out which ones were the right ones for me.
There you go. It has to resonate with who you are.
Absolutely.
With your purpose in life. You know, she's obviously found her purpose. She loves to do this. Mm-hmm. Can you tell? Okay. So that's why she's good. So you got to find a passion that resonates with you. And then that will resonate with just like a tuning fork. It'll resonate the tuning forks of people who are out there in the world who will start to say, I like their vibe. I like who they are. I like the message. I like them. That's a dog I could hang with. Mm-hmm. So that's how you find your people, and that's what she's done, right?
Yep. And you know, I tell you all the time, you have to speak your client's perfect language. That's what's so important. That's what resonates that tuning fork mm-hmm. that you're talking about. Because if you don't speak their language, they can't hear you. Right?
That's right. It's like you're speaking French and they're understanding German.
Exactly.
You go, blah, 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 blah.
Don't you love him?
You don't get it.
Yes, exactly. And that's why so many times when you're up on the stage speaking, you don't get what we call pickup. You don't get anybody who wants to work with you because you never did speak their language. There was nobody sitting there saying, oh, she gets me, or oh,
well,
he gets me.
I'm actually going to take it in a different direction.
Okay.
Yeah, you do want to find out what their language is, but first you start with your language. In other words, what resonates with you? Mm-hmm. Because if you're trying to be what they want, that's not authentic. So the reason that I speak this language and I speak it is this is who I am. This is what I believe. I believe it to the core of my heart. And therefore, I'm not trying to say this so you like me. I don't care if you like me. This is the song I'm going to sing, period. If you like this song, great. If you don't like this song, go find somebody else's song. But this is what I sing, period. This is my song. And so I'm going to take a little issue with you there, because I don't want you to try to say what they want to hear. No, I it starts from your core, and I call it purpose, which is when you discover what you're good at, mm-hmm. you discover what you love to do, you discover what's important to you, and you discover what you believe is your destiny. So your what you're good at is your talents and your passions and your values and your destiny, and essentially You ask those pretty tough questions. They're really kind of life-altering questions, like who am I and why am I here mm-hmm. and where am I going and what is my song and what is my gift? And then when you give that gift, it's because it's the only gift you can give, frankly. And therefore, when you give it, you say, I hope somebody likes it, you know. Yeah, you can tweak your languaging, and this is back to marketing. You can tweak it mm-hmm. so that it becomes more persuasive, but it still needs to come from you. It needs to come from who you are. So my message is about money. I like money, you know.
Me too.
But for many years I didn't. I liked the money, but I was feeling that's a bad thing. I mean, you know, some of these books you see here are all financial or all spiritual books, and people say you can't be a spiritual person and be rich. I mean, that's not God doesn't like that. And I kind of felt that way for many years, to tell you the truth. I felt guilty about it, but you know, I finally resolved it. I asked for forgiveness instead of permission. I asked, and I spent a lot of time pondering and really fasting about that one, frankly. And then finally, the answer came back. Why do you think you have all these opportunities given to you? This is your song, so go sing it you know? Mm-hmm. In other words, don't be guilty about it. Say it in the right way, but teach it what I call the enlightened way to wealth. So the subtitle of that one is The Enlightened Way to Wealth. Is there such a thing? Do enlightened and wealth go in the same sentence? And the answer is yeah, I think they do. In other words, you can create wealth that's good wealth. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. Wealth, money is dangerous. It is the most dangerous drug on the planet. As soon as you get a lot of it, you start to thinking you're really cool, that you're the one who did it. And I did that once and lost it all and had to learn that I didn't do it all, you know.
Absolutely.
You know? And so it humbled me very, very much. And then starting with the enlightened way, it's like you when you make money, you got to give away the first 10%.
That's right.
Give it away. Make the world a better place, and don't give it to yourself first. Give it away, that first 10%. Mm-hmm. And then it's the money's inoculated, frankly. It's like you're inoculated from money because you're willing to give first. And this is a hard lesson for most people to learn. Anyway, we're going off on philosophy, but what I'm trying to just say is that you need to be proud of who you are in a humble way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a giving way.
Yeah, in a giving way, exactly.
Really, and that's one of my 10 points when I talk about how to sell, the art of selling with heart, is I tell them they have to be giving.
Yep.
And some say, I don't have anything to give, but you do. You have so many talents to give.
Yeah, yeah. You've got time. You've got a smile.
Yes.
You've got encouragement. You got some money. You say, I don't have a lot of money. Well, 10% is not that much. Whatever it is. You can make $1,000 this week. Find 100 to give to somebody. You say, well, I can't do that. Well, just when I lost all my money and had nothing left but $3 or $4 million in debt, my spiritual advisor said, you need to be a giver. And I said, are you kidding? Like, I will never get out of this hole. And he said, you need to be a giver. I said, I don't make that much money, you know, because that's how much debt I was never going to get out. And he said, how much money did you make this month? You know, well, a couple thousand. He said, good. You got 10% of that. Give it away. And I thought he was absolutely out of his mind, and I thought it would never work. But I decided to try it. And so this was when I was so far down, I had to reach up to touch bottom. And it seemed like there was a little more the next week. And the creditors were a little less nasty. And I ended up, you know, slightly, just a little bit better. And then the next week, this was, of course, about 20 years ago, but I'll never forget it. It changed my life. I'm so grateful that that happened. And as we started to give, it seemed as if the opportunity started showing up. It still took 5 years. I'm not saying this is a miracle. It was a long-term miracle, but it certainly taught me that when you give, the universe notices. Mm-hmm. You don't give because you want to get anything. This is where people make mistakes about giving. They think, well, if I give, I get 100-fold back. No, you already got the 100-fold. You live in this incredible country with this amazing opportunities, drowning in opportunity. You already won the lottery. When you give, you don't expect to get 100-fold back. It comes, but you don't expect it. And you don't wait for it. And you don't hope for it. You don't want it, frankly. You basically want to say, if it comes, then I have more to give. You know, and so.
Perfect. That was beautiful. Thank you for that. And I get it. I totally get it, because I've been there, and I tell a story about standing in front of a dumpster and with my two small children and watching the dumpster divers going in and out getting watermelons, and you know what I'm thinking? Why can't one person just go in and get it for everybody?
Because they're not givers.
That's right.
They're not givers.
That's right.
They were takers, you know, and that's probably why they were digging in a dumpster. Anyway, multiple streams of income is the money side of it. The enlightened side is, what do you do with it when you get it?
Tell me, what have you done lately? Tell me, what is your most recent book? I'm really excited to hear about that.
I've written 10 books over my lifetime, and I should have written a lot more, but The last one wasn't before the financial crisis of 2008. That's when that book came out. And that one was Cash in a Flash. Mm-hmm. So the 1 Minute Millionaire is a fantastic book. Have you read that one?
No, I haven't.
I'll give you this one. Oh. Okay. So the 1 Minute Millionaire is two books.
Oh, I love, show them the, so look at that, look at the pages.
This is the nonfiction side. This is the left brain side. This is the fiction side. Meaning this is a story of a woman who needs to make $1 million in 90 days or she'll lose her children.
Oh.
This is what you would do if you needed to make $1 million to save your children.
In 90 days.
This is the nonfiction, like this is what you do step by step. This is how you think. This is the strategies you pick. And then this is a story, fictional, using real life examples. So it's a two-sided book. It's fiction, nonfiction. The purple-sided pages, there's the butterfly down at the bottom as the butterfly flies up the page, you know.
Did you think of that yourself?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
This one is probably one of my favorite books. It's a very strong title, but it's incredible. It's fantastic. So this is the story of the woman, and did she make her million? You'll have to read the book to find out. But this one is the sequel of how... Well, I'll tell you, she did make the million. And this is now she's giving back how she picks her group of people and teaches them how to do what she did. So these are two bookends, you know, the 1 Minute Millionaire and Cash in a Flash, the same concepts. I'm going to give those to you, and I'll autograph them for you later.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to get into it.
So those books are great. They're fantastic. But I've been thinking about recently, as we've written my most recent book, I'm looking back over the millions of people we've taught, really millions, and hundreds of thousands of, you know, students in my seminars and things like that, and thousands of millionaires. As I see people sitting in my seminars, one person will hear the same content, same information at the same time, and they'll leave and don't do anything with it. And then another person sitting right next to them will take that information and they'll leave and they'll create financial freedom. Mm-hmm. So you read Multiple Streams of Income. You just read the book,
mm-hmm.
and that was a launch for you.
And for everybody else I've ever taught.
Yeah.
It's a big part of my financial education that I give people, even on the show. Many of you have seen how many different things I've done on the show for you, and that's a big part of this.
So these two people sitting in there learning the same content, it all boils down to what was going on inside them internally. So, in my experience, there is a mindset you have to succeed. And the ones who fail, they don't have that mindset. And if I could install that mindset in you, what would those principles be? And I boiled it down to four. If you're good at these four things, you can do anything. If you're not good at these four things, most likely you'll fail at most everything. And some people just have it, you know, it comes with the package. Some people have to learn it. Some people have difficulty even learning that, but because their mindset's not right. So the new book that we wrote, with my son, Aaron, it's called The Four Maps of Happy, Successful People. The four maps are four fundamental skills that you need to learn, and it's done in a very different and unique way. I try to create it in a way that's so simple that anybody could draw very, very simple maps, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a smiley face and a frowny face. Could you do that?
Even if you do stick figures like me, you could do that.
Well, I have stick figures in here, too. There's a stick figure. See that?
Yeah.
And so I've created it, and it's almost silly simple because... It wanted to be something that's so simple that you could teach your children, or if you had a class or a godchild or someone, you could say, let's sit down and let's create these four little maps. Now, you do these maps every day. It takes you 10 or 15 minutes. It gives you clarity, gives you, you know, anticipation, gives you ritual, gives you task. Mm. You know, these four fundamental skills. A lot of it boils down to organization, and most people, they're overwhelmed. And
yes,
they're overwhelmed because they don't know skill number four. If you're overwhelmed,
to break it down
totally
into chunks,
totally,
right?
Yep.
That's what I have to do too.
If you are overwhelmed, it's because you're out of focus.
Mm-hmm.
And until you get focus and focus on a few key things that you do every day, then you'll be always overwhelmed. And then if you're overwhelmed, that means everything you do is bad. It means everything you try to do is done at a low energy without the clarity that you need. So this simple book, but I think it may be the most important book I've ever read too. So it's on Amazon. It's digital. You can download it for $5 or, you know, the little, it's 150 pages. It's the smallest book I ever written because I wanted it to keep away all of the fluff. I wanted to focus only on what you need to know. And if you do these few little habits, it seems like life just starts to work for you. You know what your three projects are. You know exactly what they are. Mm-hmm. You know what you're going to do this year. You know what you're going to do in the 5 years. You know what you're going to do today. And once you do those three activities, those three fundamental, I call them musts every day, just three. You have more than three, it's too much. You get three things done on the three projects you're working on, and those projects happen.
Yes.
Other than you just constantly procrastinate. You ever procrastinate?
I call that resting.
Procrastination is part of the overwhelm. It's part of the fear. And one of the problems of organization is people keep putting stuff off. It's because they got too much on their plate. Mm-hmm. They're very small things because mm-hmm. you just need to take a few steps up the mountain every day. You want to get to the top of the mountain, but most people don't take those steps because they chunk them into two big chunks and they go, I can't do that. So it requires some different way of thinking about organization. But so that's my latest book.
And I think you really need to, oh my gosh, is this awesome or what? So when you're climbing up the mountain, if you know each one of your steps and you know what you're going to do each day, then you will get there. But if you try to take one big hunk all at one time and you can't figure out how to break it apart, that's when it really becomes a challenge.
Yep. Well, it took me 68 years to figure that out. And now I'm living that kind of thinking, and it's really much. It's just taking a lot of weight off. You want to have peace in your life, mm-hmm. then you know what you need to know. Why am I breathing today? See, and when you know why you're breathing, and you know the things that don't fit into your destiny, then it's very peaceful, because mm-hmm. you know that you're on your path. That you are on the path that you were destined to live. And so when I wake up in the morning, it's not hard for me to do what I do because this is my joy, because I've now discovered what works for me. But some people, when I mention that to people, they go, oh, I know, how do you do that? It's a conversation you have to have with yourself. What is it that makes my heart sing? Mm-hmm. Say, well, I can't make money at that. And I challenge you on that. Mm-hmm. You can make money at anything that makes your heart sing. And how many people do you need? 10,000. 1,000.
Back to the 10,000.
500.
Right.
300. 10. You know, 10 people today would pay you for the expertise that mm-hmm. makes your heart sing. So go do what your heart sings, because it was your gift. We have different spiritual beliefs, but my belief is that we existed before we came to this planet. We existed as spirits. We knew each other. We said, you going to Earth? Cool. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Canada. That's where I was born. Are you going to China? Great. I understand it's a lot of people there. Good. Have fun. You know, hope you learn what you need to learn. But we show up with nothing. There's no tabula rasa here. You come with a spirit with eons of experience and lessons and learnings and deep wisdom. You are profoundly wise and extremely powerful person in this spirit of yours. So when you come here, you bring this with you, and therefore you get to discover. Life is all about discovery. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my song? Mm-hmm. And when you finally start singing it, and a few people respond to it, it feels good. Maybe go, oh, I like the way that person does it. Like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. How awesome. And then you get, it gives you this validation, like, yeah, you know, and then you start saying a little bit louder and a little bit more people, a few more people start hearing it. And then eventually it's like you've got a whole audience there and you wonder how they got there. It's because that's because you had the courage to say what is important to you, what makes your life sing. And then they start resonating with you. And I've always felt that way. That's cool. Wow. I've never heard anybody say it like that. Because that's your brand. It's you. Mm-hmm. And trust me, they're waiting for you right now, somewhere next to a dumpster somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
They're waiting for you.
See, don't you love him? Now you know why he's been my mentor for so many years. And I'm just so grateful to be here with you today. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share? You've given us so much wonderful, juicy information.
Just keep breathing as long as you can. Life is so good.
Thank you so much. This has just been awesome being with you and having this time.